Our next head coach on the call will be Michigan State's Tom Izzo. The Spartans earned the outright regular season title and are the number one seed in the upcoming tournament. Michigan State opens play on Friday at noon Eastern. Coach, good morning. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you. We're thrilled to have won it outright, but I honestly think Purdue and Ohio State are every bit as good, and it probably what is deserving to be a three-way tie the way everybody played. And right now Michigan and Nebraska are probably playing as good as anybody, so it should make for a great, tournament, and one where I'm hoping we'll end up with, at least five teams in. So we're excited. The kids, I think, are excited to go to Madison Square Garden, and it's going to be an interesting tournament.
Thank you, Coach. We'll now get to questions from the media.
To ask Coach a question, please press star 1. And your first question comes online of Robin with HuskerOnline.com.
Hey, Coach, you mentioned Nebraska in your statement. I know you only got a chance to play them once, but they're in an interesting situation with their bubble chances right now. First of all, do you think that at this point they're an NCAA tournament team? And then second, could you ever imagine a 22-win, 13-conference win team in the Big Ten being in this bubble situation that they're in?
Well, honestly, I can. I know I'm prejudiced to the conference, and I appreciate the job Tim has done, but I think that's what happens sometimes when the conference doesn't get as much credit. And yet, if you look at the conference, we've got four teams that have been in the top 15, 18. We've had two teams that have been in the top 10 all year long. And, sometimes you go on these preseason schedules, and I'm just saying it's more difficult than people think, even in our case, when you play a team like a Notre Dame early and then they have some injuries. There have been so many teams that have had injuries. When you look at Minnesota, you look at Northwestern early, that maybe you don't get as quality a win as you could have gotten. So I look at this, everybody's into the analytics. I'm into the eye test. There's probably a happy medium. But in my eye test, I think Nebraska is definitely an NCAA tournament team. And with that kind of record and with those kind of numbers, even the analytics does that. The strength of schedule thing can get skewed by so many different ways. But, I think there's no question that Nebraska is. And the other four teams, I think, are very solid. And I think Penn State was heading there, and the injury they had to their big kid kind of set them back a little bit.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And your next question comes from the line of Jeff Goodman, ESPN.
Hey, Tom, now that we're here, how are you?
Good.
Now that we're here with the Big Ten tournament coming up, what do you think playing it a week early? Have you thought about what you're going to do in terms of after it? Anything different? Or are you happy that it's a week earlier that you might get some rest? Are you upset? I know you guys are creatures of habit in terms of how you do things.
Well, I'm not suspicious. We're thinking of going to the Bahamas for the week in between and having a little spring break. But, Jeff, I can't say that I was a big fan of it because, as you say, we are creatures of habit. I understand why Jim and the conference had to do it. I think in this one strange case for Michigan State, maybe having a little time with all the things we've been through would be a positive for us between the Big Ten tournament and the NCAA tournament. But coaches are no different than anybody else. If we have some success, or Michigan, or Indiana to Purdue and Ohio State, if anybody has some success in the NCAA tournament, if they get in, the week's going to be good. And if you fail, the week's going to be bad. I mean, that's and really, it'll probably have nothing to do with either one. I do think this is one year that, just because of the compressed schedule and everything, maybe having that week will give teams a little more chance to work on themselves instead of constantly preparing for the opponent because, we've had that condensed schedule. But, and New York, it's always crazy to go to those cities and say, well, you're an hour from the arena. That means it could be 20 minutes, and it could be an hour and a half. Like last time we were there, we got in a little accident with the bus and couldn't leave. So I don't know how that'll work, But I know this, the kids are really excited to play in Madison Square Garden and the Mecca of basketball arenas, and I think I will be too when we get there.
And our next question comes from the line of Adam Jarrity, Columbus Dispatch.
Hey, Tom, I know the game against against Ohio State was some time ago, but I just wonder what you've made of watching Kade Bates-Diop and what it was like planning for him. Obviously, that seemed to be a game where he kind of took his profile to the next level. What did you see from him maybe in that game, and what have you made from watching him this season?
Well, I had the opportunity to recruit Kade too, so I can look at it both ways. But I will say this, sitting out, or the injury, I should say, that he had the year before, he didn't waste time, and they've done a good job with him, but he's done a good job. I think he's changed his body a little bit, but he's definitely changed his game a lot, and there's no question that he's one of the best players in this league, but I think he's one of the better players nationally. He can do a lot of different things. He can score from outside. He can score down low. He's a pretty good defender. He can rebound. There's not a lot of flaws in his game, and it's fit into what they've needed, and that's important too. So I'm a big Kade Diop fan, and I will remain that way until we play him. And I hope I'm not a fan. I'm just a coach that's got to go against them like everybody else.
And our next question comes from the line of Dylan Sin, the Journal Gazette.
Hey, Coach. Thanks for taking my question. I guess I was just wondering, there seem to be fewer teams this year that are on the bubble in the Big Ten, almost everyone except maybe Nebraska. Penn State is kind of already in or needs to win the tournament to get in. How does that change the competitiveness of the tournament in your mind?
You know, that's a good question. I guess I haven't really looked at that part of it, looking at ourselves. But I think you bring up a good point. I mean, some people have to win it. I remember, I think it was years ago, but Iowa either had to win it or had to get to the finals, and they did. And I think Illinois one year did the same thing. I think it will be more competitive, and I think you got a couple teams. Penn State was one. Don't know what their injury situation is now. I think Indiana is a team that has played some very good basketball. Nebraska's, I hope I'm not calling them a bubble team. I just think they've won enough games and done well enough in this league. But if they are, they've got to do that. But so I think it'll be more competitive. Northwestern has been a team that I really like, and they've just fallen on some tough times. And who gets hot? Last year, Michigan got hot and ran right through it. That's the I guess that's the one advantage of the tournament when they started it, however many years ago, that you're always playing for something at the end of the year. I look at a Wisconsin team right now that we just played. I think they're playing great basketball. They beat a Purdue team, beat a Minnesota. I think they're really playing good, and who knows if they can catch fire and make some shots and get some things done. So I think it'll make it more competitive than normal. It's always competitive, but some people are playing, as you say, for their tournament lives, and that might be they have to get to the finals or win it.
Coach, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Thank you, guys.